So we are absolutely thrilled to share that the agency's sustainability plans were released. The agency's finished up their first draft of them back in early summer. They've been in a review process, and they're now up online for you and for your listeners to see.
Talk a little about what those plans are. Now, each agency had to come up with how are they going to reduce, for instance, greenhouse gas emissions or become more sustainable based on the president's executive order.
Right. So last October, the president signed an executive order calling on the federal agencies to lead by example towards a clean energy economy. And it set lots of goals for federal performance on energy and environmental issues. And these sustainability plans describe how each agency is going to reach for and meet those goals. Now, this is their first plan. They'll actually be updating them every year, but they include specific strategies, connections to mission, and also ideas about projects that they're going to be implementing to actually reach those targets.
Now, obviously, the White House, through the executive order, sent some specific targets that agencies are supposed to reach as a government. You know, we're going to reduce greenhouse gas emissions or water usage. The goal here that each of these plans, when you put them together, will reach that goal that the executive order laid out?
Absolutely. These plans are agency specific, but when you put it all together, this is how the federal government is going to be reaching those executive order targets, from greenhouse gas pollution reduction targets to waste reduction and conserving water and the whole menu of sustainability goals that were expressed in Executive Order 13514.
Now, you've had a chance probably to see these plans. As you said, they're up online. People can read them themselves. What are some of the trends you're seeing across the government?
56 agencies are releasing plans. And as you might imagine, it's not a one-size-fits-all government, so there's tremendous diversity among them. From the Department of Defense to the National Capital Planning Commission, there are all sorts of different shapes and sizes. And the strategies that the agencies are pursuing, you know, really fit with that spirit of diversity. But some common themes that we see across the agency community is a commitment to building energy audits, you know, to understand where we have our greatest opportunities for energy efficiency and to move out on them. There are a lot of agencies that are going to be putting renewable energy installations like solar panels and solar hot water on their buildings and on their properties. You've also got a trend for employee engagement and greening those aspects of the way the agency operates that really connect with that agency's employees and the constituents that it serves. So you'll see a lot of agencies looking at expanding their recycling programs and greening their cafeterias, including implementing composting programs, which, if you'll remember, the Green Gov Challenge from that last October was one of the most often mentioned ideas.
So when we talk about the Green Gov Challenge, a lot of ideas came from that. Are there any, you know, 2, 3, 5 ideas that are starting to be implemented, whether by your office or whether across the government and each individual agency, based on kind of what people voted and what people thought were the best ideas?
Well, one of the greatest success stories that we've had about the way that we've been working to implement the executive order so far is interagency collaborations. And that ranges from the working groups that have advanced recommendations and instructions on different aspects of the order, and also a whole series of webinars and workshops that we've been hosting, and oftentimes in partnership with other agencies to help engage and involve and educate the professional community on how to move some of these ideas forward. We've done webinars, for instance, on power management, which was a big topic of interest in the Green Gov Challenge, and with the upcoming Green Gov Symposium, which we are hosting with the George Washington University on October 5th through the 7th, you'll see more than 50 educational sessions, many of which take on those topics specifically and are going to provide robust programming and a lot of good ideas that people can take back and put to work.
You brought up the Green Gov Challenge and the Green Gov Symposium, and I definitely want to talk about that. So just, but one last question about the Green Gov Challenge. Right now, the ideas that people came up with, you guys are still vetting them, you guys are still looking at them before they get fully implemented, or are agencies kind of separately, you know, maybe more of an ad hoc basis, taking some of those ideas and saying, okay, what can we do now? What maybe is a longer term implementation?
So back when the Green Gov Challenge wrapped up last year, we actually had a meeting of our steering committee on federal sustainability, which is composed of a senior sustainability officer from each of the federal agencies. It's quite the robust group. And it was webcast live, actually, on the White House website. So at that meeting, we presented the final report, which you can actually download online as well if you're interested. It's at whitehouse.gov /GreenGov. And in addition, we gave each of the agencies the full list of all the ideas that were submitted from across the whole of the federal community. You know, even though only the top 10 ideas from each of the section were included in the final report. So those agency leaders have actually taken many of those ideas and implemented them directly into their sustainability plans. Some of them didn't even wait until their sustainability plans were completed. Ideas from the GreenGov Challenge related to greening cafeterias, you know, getting rid of non-recyclable or non-compostable cafeteria service items, implementing computer power management solutions, implementing a broader recycling program were actually put into place by the agencies way ahead of the schedule of the sustainability plans being released.
It's very helpful to understand kind of where this is heading because sometimes, you know, people come up with good ideas and you wonder, okay, well, what's going to happen to them?
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like people are kind of taking the bull by the horns in this sense and really making things happen, which is a great segue to the GreenGov Symposium coming up. Now, you mentioned some of it. It's going to be happening October 5th through 7th at the George Washington University. What's the goal of the symposium?
So the GreenGov Symposium is focused on how we move out, implement, and execute the goals of the executive order. So its focus is very much engagement, involvement, and inspiration, but also, you know, nuts and bolts education about, you know, how do you put together a green cafeteria program? What is the leading edge in sustainable building? How do you do an energy audit? If you're interested in installing renewable energy on your facility, how do you do that? And very importantly, while the conference is focused on the federal government and the federal community, we're also going to be using it as an opportunity to learn from leaders in the private sector, the nonprofit community, and state and local governments who've been long at the forefront on sustainability.
As we talked about the sustainability plans and we talked about the symposium, where's all this heading? What comes next for agencies? Do they have other plans, other deliverables that are due in the next 3, 6, 9 months?
Well, there are a couple more deadlines from the executive order that are coming up. But at this point, of course, you know, the plans are in and agencies are moving out and beginning to get done the stuff that they outlined as their strategy for meeting the president's goals from the executive order. The upcoming deadlines are in October. The Department of Energy is going to be releasing a tool that agencies can use for reporting their first ever greenhouse gas inventory. And that inventory is due to be completed in January of 2011. And that's going to be a first for the federal government as well.